Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, you're listening live to the Pastor J. Rouse Show here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication. And yes, I just happen to be the very Pastor J. Rouse. Praise God. And today is March 26, 2014, and we have an amazing show ahead of us like we always do. But tonight we actually have a guest coming live on air with us this evening, and he's actually the author of the top list that we did during our dating season and series, and you'll remember we had Sister Jackie Steele join us, and she went through these lists with us, and we had an amazing time, and we learned so much. But I thought, you know what, why don't we get the man on air with us, and then we can talk directly to him and find out what makes us tick and what makes us function and how we can all just simply get along, praise God. But in the meantime, I'm going to put this out here. That's Pastor Richard Brown and Grateful People, because you know what? You are blessed and truly, truly highly favored, even if you don't think so. So check it out, and we'll be right back.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I need to know if there's any grateful people in the house tonight that are so grateful for the goodness of God. We come to worship Him. We come to celebrate Him. Somebody tell me where I need to know where I belong. Come on, Toronto. Tell me where. Yeah. To the Lord,
say,
I need to know.
Say I
glorious God, we praise you.
I'm so grateful. Amen. Praise God. You're listening to the Pastor J. Rouse Show here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication. Praise God. Well, we're in our midweek here, and this is what we like to do. We kick it in the middle of the week because sometimes you just got to give the last few days that little extra push. Praise the Lord. I was just thinking that, you know, we are truly grateful. There are some people who listen to the show or some people who can't listen to the show, but the thing is, we are where we are, and if you've got food in your tummy, clothes on your back, and a roof on your over your lid, over the top of your head, shoes on your feet. Come on now, because sometimes even the simplest things like that make a world of a difference. It doesn't matter if you can't find the two pairs of match of socks from the washing machine and the dryer, because you know they always seem to go missing, but you're still blessed and highly favored. Praise the Lord. If you need to get in touch with us, you can check us out on our Facebook page. Just look us up, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And you can also email us at rouseministriesbroadcasting@gmail.com or pastorjrouseshow@gmail.com. And yes, we tweet, just like a little bird, and we're on Twitter. And you can contact us, but just remember, there's no J on Twitter, just Pastor Rouse Show. Praise God. I'm excited. I'm having a great day. I feel blessed. And you know what? I heard them talking on the news the other day about what does it mean to be overtired. And they were saying, how can you be overtired? Because if you're tired, you can sleep. But when you're overtired, you can't sleep. And it seems like an oxymoron. And that sounds a funny word in itself. But I have been up from 1:30 a.m. this morning. I'm lucky I was able to take, I think, an hour or an hour and a half nap before the show, praise God, and get things moving because I had to make a run to the airport to drop somebody off very, very early in the morning. And so it's been a real busy day because I showed up at the office at 6:20 in the morning and kept going. I tell you, I'm about to give the ever and Energizer Bunny some run for his money, praise God. But you know what? We always keep going. As the song says, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Praise God. And we really need to worship him, and we really have to give him honor. So we're going to give a shout-out right now to the Detroit Mass Choir because I know they've got some auditions taking place. So if you sing, you might want to check them out if you're in the Big D, praise God. But this is We Worship You, and then we're going to give some honor to God and then get on with our show, our exciting, adventurous, and very informative show because we have Stephen Labossiere live on air with us this show. So you don't want to miss it. This is We Worship You by Detroit Mass Choir.
Stretched head, my mouth full of praise, with words of faith, I used to start each day. Lord, I know that I can't thank you enough for all you've done for me. You hung your head, you bled and died just to save a wretch like me. So I give my heart, you can use it as you please, and as long as I live, I'm gonna praise you. Oh, I'm gonna praise you. Down on my knees.
Yes, because we worship him, amen, in all his holiness, because he truly is worthy. Let us look to the throne of grace and mercy as we look to God in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, more importantly, for loving us, for teaching us how to love and guiding us through the world so that we can find love, give love, share love. But the best thing about it is you never stop loving us. Father, as we prepare for the midweek and we prepare for the next few days, you said that the old things are passed away and everything is new again. So, Father, it doesn't matter what happened yesterday, what even happened a few hours ago, Father. We know that a new leaf is turned over minute by minute and moment by moment because you give us new mercies. So, Father, we speak blessings into the minutes and the moments ahead and the days and the weekend ahead, Father. We speak joy into our lives, Father God. We speak love. We speak prosperity. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, anyone who is not of you and cannot agree to what we have declared, we bind it up now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you said you had nothing but good things for us. And you said our cup would runneth over. So Father God, pour out your blessings. Open those windows of heaven and shower us now with your mercy and your love. And Father God, we speak to those right now that need that little extra something, who's feeling down, who's feeling unloved, who's not feeling worthy, who's feeling guilt, who's feeling shame, who's not feeling well. But Father, we know that none of this is of you. And we pray that they would reach out and know that you are God and God all by yourself, and that you have only good things for them. Father, we thank you this day for us coming and going and traveling mercies, Father, because we know, be it by road or plane, that nothing is guaranteed. And so we thank you for walking and traveling surf, and thank you for keeping your hands upon us to allow us to spare and have this more time with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up those people in Malaysia and all of those suffering right now with the loss of plane crashes, Father God. We look to those in Washington State, Father God, who are trying to understand mudslides, Father, because nature is not of us, but you have a purpose. Father God, we look to you right now for those who are mourning and grieving. You said you would send a comforter, and so we declare right now that the Holy Spirit would encamp around them with angels and wrap loving arms around them, Father, and encourage them and know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We know that you giveth and you taketh, and so goes the circle of life. But Father, you said, who the Son sets free is free indeed, and that we are grateful that you said that where he is, we may be also, and that life does not stop after we breathe our breath here on earth. Encourage them and lift them. Strengthen them to keep going, and send Christian love to remind them that you are always with them. But right now, Father God, we ask that you would bless our listeners. You would bless our guests this evening. Father God, in the name of Jesus. We speak prosperity. We speak joy. We speak peace. We speak love. We speak divine intervention into Stefan's life this day, Father God, that his words may go out and people would know that he has spoken and they're nothing but the Lord's words. Father God, we speak to marriages and we bind them together with a three cord that cannot be broken. Father God, we speak to those who are courting and dating. And Father God, we know that you had a purpose for each of us to find love. And so, Father, we ask you to encourage those in the singles. Father God, we know that you are preparing. And in your time, it shall be done. But right now, as we prepare to go forth with the show, bless our musicians, bless our entertainers, and bless me, Father. And may I do you proud and take over your show right now in Jesus' name. And all those who agreed said, amen, amen. Praise God. We have some birthday shout-outs to do, praise the Lord. I have to take some time because I want to wish my special angel, Ursula, a very, 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 very happy birthday. She is out in the Windsor area, my hometown, praise God, and we just want to tell her happy birthday. Now, if you look on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page, you will notice that there's a very handsome man by the name of Bishop Philip R. Cousins Sr. Praise God. He was my bishop in the AME Church. It says, elected the 96th bishop of the African Methodist Episcopal Church in 1976. Praise God. That was my bishop, everybody. And I'm very proud and very excited to wish him a very happy, happy birthday. And may the Lord continue to bless you. And you know what I'm telling you now? Our best words of life and glory come from our elders. So you have to respect them because they're still full of so much wisdom. And you need to be like a sponge and just take it all in to make sure that you know and learn everything they want to tell you and share with you, because we need to keep things moving. Amen. I know the mother cousin, she's still on Facebook. Praise God. I'm going to give her a shout out because I know she's on there and always posting words of encouragement and wisdom, and so we love them very much. So we just want to say a happy birthday, and we want to say happy birthday to you. If you've had a birthday between now and last week, we definitely need to say happy birthday, happy birthday. Now, because it's Bishop Cousins' birthday, I'm going to put this out. We're going to have to listen to Happy Birthday by Stevie Wonder. And if you're celebrating, I saw somebody in Buffalo had a birthday. She was something like 110 years old. Praise God. And the thing, when you're 10 years old, you think you're so old. You have no idea. But you can imagine the words of wisdom that that woman has shared in 110 years. And so God bless her and God bless her family. Praise God. And we want to do a congratulations shout out to all those people celebrating something unique and special, engagements, new babies, a promotion, you name it. And you know what? I want to say today, congratulations to those who have heard the calling of the Lord and know that they have a ministry buried deep within and they're not running and they're going to allow the Lord to use them. That definitely is a day of celebration. And even more so for those who have chosen to follow Jesus. Amen. But this is Stevie Wonder and Happy Birthday. Happy birthday. Praise God. Congratulations. And may the Lord God bless you. May he continue to use you. And may you be obedient to his will. And if you got another year, count yourself blessed, because you know what? A lot of people didn't get another moment. Praise God. If you woke up this morning, that's a blessing. Just that little bit. Praise God. All right, folks. We have coming live on air in just a few minutes, Stephen LeBossier. And I've put a link. You want to check him out at Stephen Speaks Relationships. He's on Facebook. We did put a link on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. Please feel free to check him out and hear everything he's got to say. He's got a lot to say. And he may not talk as much as I do, but I know he still has lots to say, praise God. And I like this. His link for his website, www.stephanspeaks.com, I like this. It says, helping men and women experience happier and healthier relationships. I love that. That is awesome. And it's funny because, as you remember, Sister Jackie, Steele and I, we went through his list of things that single women, Christian, do wrong in a relationship, and we did it for the men as well, praise God. And that is the person who put that list together, and he's got a lot of knowledge about relationships, praise God. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a song for you. We're going to be bringing him live on air. But we want to remind you, lots of events taking place. Don't forget to check out our page on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications on Facebook. They are all posted. Please check them out. And I've got a couple mentioned because we've got to add this to the list, because I did mention that the Detroit Mass Choir is holding auditions in Detroit. So you will see that information on our page. But more importantly, so is the Toronto Mass Choir. They, too, are hosting and having auditions. I got the information in just a couple days ago. So we will go ahead and post that for you. Okay? And we've got a song. I'm going to play The Introduction by Laos and Harmony. I'm doing a choir thing today. I'm loving it. Praise God. And we shall be back. And you will get to hear what Stephan's about here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show.
Have you been searching for someone to fill the void in your heart? Have you been searching for someone to take all your pain away? Come see a man who died so you can have eternal life. Come meet a man that loves you more than you'll ever know. Let me introduce you to a man, a king, a savior, a provider. My friend, I introduce to you.
Thank you.
you didn't figure it out, no, the man we're going to introduce you to is not Jesus, because that was the purpose of the song, praise God. But we're checking in here live on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And if you recall, we are ending our march because we themed it Marching to a Different Drum and Dare to Be Different. And we celebrated different musicians. We had some amazing musicians. We had some gospel Christian rappers. We had BZ Walker. We had Maurice Gray on here. We had the amazing singer. I loved it. He was amazing. He just came on, and I still have to hear the story on the R. Kelly, because I said he sounds like R. Kelly, and that was Dante, and he said, no, R. Kelly sounds like him. So, I promise when we figure out the truth about that story, we will update you. And we also had, kicking off into the beginning of the season, we were with Presiding Elder Ann Henning Byfield and her run for bishop and the history of the church and just so many wonderful things we've done this month. And last week, we did our top five list. Well, as you all know, April, we're going to kick off to our new theme, and we're dedicating it to men. Yes, we are going to tackle the men, praise God, because we believe that they are worth taking on, and they're certainly worth spending time with and talking about. And so we have some exciting, exciting guests. But more importantly, to bring us out of our transition, I decided I wanted somebody who marched to his different drum, and he definitely dared to be different. And I thought it was so appropriate that he's going to launch us into our April month, which will be Men of Honor and Mighty Men of God. And I had posted on our Facebook page that Men of Honor and Mighty Men of God, all of April here on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Show with the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And it says, that's right, men, we have dedicated this month just for you. And ladies, you won't want to miss this, as these are the men we hope for, we pray for, we raised and trained up, and God has placed beside us to encourage, lift up, and support while they love us like Jesus loves the church. Amen, amen. If I couldn't get one from you, I'm going to say one for myself, praise God. And so I thought, what person could I get? And I thought, how appropriate, because we will use a man who talks about relationships. So it'll help the man, and it'll help us women too. So ladies and gentlemen, I give you, live here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, Mr. Stephane Labossière. Stephane, are you here?
I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, praise God. It's a joy and an absolute honor to have you on our show. I don't know if you recall, but we cut down those lists of yours. Sister Jackie joined me, and I'm sorry, I have to say, we tore up those lists. We went through them bit by bit, and we read every bit of the articles, and we did it in, I think initially we were only doing it in one show, and then we ended up doing it in two shows. And I think we had three shows all together, because we thought, well, we can't beat up the men if we don't beat up the women. Amen?
Amen.
So, and then I thought, well, I've got to have you on the show, because I thought it was so appropriate. I like what you do. And it says you're a man on a mission, Stephane. Can you share a little bit with our listeners who you are, what you do, and why you do?
Well, I'm a certified life and relationship coach. I've been doing this for about 7 years. I'm also a professional speaker and a best-selling author of God, Where Is My Boaz? And the award-winning book, How to Get a Woman to Have Sex with You If You're Her Husband.
Oh, my word. Go on now.
Yeah, and I'm just, you know, all about helping people with relationships. There's so many people who are hurting, and not just relationships, with life in general. So many people are struggling and don't have individuals they feel comfortable talking to. and getting guidance
yeah.
from, and people are just walking around damaged and hurt without addressing their issues. For me, I know that I'm walking in my purpose. This is what God wants me to do. This is what God has gifted me with doing, and I'm just trying to be obedient with that and just follow through with his orders, basically.
I like that, walking in your purpose. You know, and it's funny because I was just talking at the beginning of the show about running. So many of us are called, and we're called to do different things, and that's what we need to let people know, that we all have a purpose. And people go, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, and I can't, and God isn't using me for anything. No, God is using you, but you have to listen, and you have to be obedient.
Absolutely.
And so this is why we need God's people to not just keep talking and be begging him for stuff and trying to find out when, or just keep running when he actually tells them. Don't ask if you don't want an answer. That's my theory. I say that to men. Don't ask unless you want an answer. Amen? Don't
Amen.
Ask me something because I'm going to tell you the truth. Praise God. So this is your purpose in life, and I like that because it says that you are trying to create healthier relationships. Explain healthier relationships for us.
Well, relationships where it's producing positive energy, happiness, love, you know, just a positive environment. So many relationships are toxic and negative, and people are trying to push the need for relationships more than a need for a healthy relationship. It's almost like, well, get with somebody because you're not getting any younger. No, you need to get with someone you can be happy with, that you can produce a great relationship with, not just because. And I think that's what we're doing a lot in marriage as well. You know, there's a lot of people who've gotten married, but they're not getting married for the right reasons. They're not getting married to the person who's truly best for them. And by going into it with the wrong mindset, it's producing negative relationships, which is having a very bad impact on society and how people approach relationships, and is making things worse, to be honest with you, in a general sense.
So when you think
sense.
About it, the relationships aren't, they're not well, and
no.
so as you, it's like a cold, almost like a virus. It spreads. So if the relationship's not well, well, the children aren't well, and then they go into the world and they go to work and they're not treating everybody well,
exactly.
and it's like a pandemic almost, right?
Yes.
So you believe, what are some of the things that you feel can help to make them healthier?
Well, I think first and foremost, there needs to be more healing going on in individuals. Too many people are trying to move on to a relationship without having healed from the past. And whether it be past relationships with romantically or childhood, whatever it is, they're just trying to move past it. They're not really resolving the issue. They're not embracing forgiveness of the person who hurt them, nor forgiveness of themselves for the mistakes they made. And these things are having such a negative impact on them. So a lot of times the issues in the relationship that they're experiencing are really personal issues that have not been addressed, but they're manifesting themselves into this so-called relationship issue.
Okay. So that's sort of like the I've got some baggage, and instead of actually unloading the baggage, I'm dragging the baggage with me, and I expect you to either help me unpack it, or you got to help me carry some of this luggage. Is this what we're talking about?
Pretty much, yes. And, you know, there's a saying that says, you know, find the person who will help you unpack the baggage, and I think that's one of the worst sayings in the world, because sometimes what's in your bag is so bad it'll scare the person, and it's going to bring down that relationship once it comes out. So you can't just expect someone to deal with that and fix it. No, you should fix it yourself. If you're a person of God, then you have the tools to address this before you get into a relationship, and it's in your best interest to do so. You know, because, again, most of the issues people suffer in relationships stem from something that happened before that relationship even existed.
Right. The scars and the wounds. Yes, yes.
Exactly.
So now the concern, I guess, when we're dealing with this healthy part of it, because when you think of it, you've got one person, a guy, and they've got a girl, and they've both got their own baggage, and they've got their own not well-being, and they're basically sick. And if you get two sick people together, it doesn't get better. It's like a virus. And so
Absolutely.
You basically have to start healing. So the healing, it comes, I guess, directly from yourself. So you've got to heal thyself before you actually enter the relationship? Or is it possible while in the relationship to still try and heal yourself?
It is possible to heal yourself while in the relationship, but you make things a lot more difficult in some situations. Sometimes that mm-hmm. individual is a great support, but you didn't need to be in a relationship with them for them to be supportive. The reality is that
right.
this could have been accomplished through a friendship, through being patient
uh-huh.
and taking your time with things. And therefore, if there's any missteps or anything goes wrong, it's easier to recover when we're friends dealing with this than when we're romantically involved dealing with this. So
okay.
I think that, again, yes, it's possible to do it when you're with someone, but it's much harder. When you're on your own, then you're not distracted by other things like the relationship and having to be mindful of how they're feeling. You have to get in tune with yourself and understand who you mm-hmm. are and loving yourself first, and this is going to enable you to give and receive to the person who you're supposed to be with or who's best for you. So
right.
I think it's better if we do it alone, but, yeah, it's still possible to do it in a relationship. I just wouldn't advise it, to be honest with you.
Okay. Now, here's a trick question for you, and this is a hard one. And I know, see, I've got a list of questions that people have sent me. So if you're in a relationship and you find out that the person you're in a relationship with wasn't really who they pretended to be, what do you do then? Is it possible to save it? Should you run? What are you dealing with?
It really depends on the details. I mean, they'd have to sit down talking about it. What was the person hiding? Are they hiding they had kids and told you they didn't? Are they hiding that they've been to jail? Like, what exactly is the real information that needs to come to the surface? And once those things have been discussed, now we can also understand why. Why did they lie? You know, what was their reason?
Mm-hmm.
Is this just someone who's a habitual liar? Is this someone who was just afraid to tell you because, you know, they thought you wouldn't want them? What is it? All those things need to be understood if we're going to really get a clearer picture of what we're dealing with and if this can be worked on or not. You know, and then
Amen.
From there, once you have everything mm-hmm. on the table, you can decide, can you deal with this new information? Is it something that you're comfortable with? But again, if you're a person of God, you need to stop and pray about it and ask God, should you continue with this person or not?
Okay.
Because I think to
All
me,
right.
that's the step that people are overlooking the most.
Right. And, yes, I agree, because we'll call our friends, we'll call our mama, we'll call everybody, but we don't look to God. And only God knows. Amen?
Exactly.
I always say there's three sides to the story, his, hers, and the Lord's, because
mm-hmm.
he's watching both of them. And so you kind of, he has the bird's eye view on everything, so he can see it. And I think, too, we don't see people the way that the Lord sees them, because the Lord will always see hope and always see potential in people. And so I think that's key. We're going to take a quick break, Stefan. And ironically enough, I was talking about Dante. We're going to play some Dante. And this is a song we liked, and it's appropriate for what we're talking about. It says, be you, because you really shouldn't be anyone else but yourself. This is Dante, and we'll be right back on the Pastor J. Rouse Show.
Be you. You just be you. God wants you to be you. And become a part of God's plan. Woman, virtue is woman. Build your house, make it strong. It's where you belong. Little boy, no time for toys, no. Follow your father's footsteps with great joy.
your mother, the great example.
Yes, just be you. That was Dante with Be You, and we're here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, and we're live on air at Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, and we have the pleasure of speaking, ironically enough, with Stéphane Lavoisier, and he's Stéphane of Stéphane Speaks Relationships. Stéphane.
Yes.
I want to know a little bit more and share with everybody out there about love, because everybody's searching for love. And, you know, you wrote a book about finding Boaz. We get broke ass, we get all kind of people, but we don't get Boaz. Amen. So share with us, my brother.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of women out there who are struggling with finding a man or being found by a man who they can view as their Boaz and that guy that they can truly be happy with. And unfortunately, in a lot of churches, they're just being told to pray and to wait. And the reality is that it takes more than that. There's work that has to be done, even in the book of Ruth, and that's one of the reasons why I use that story. You know, Ruth positioned herself. She was focused on doing what she needed to do in her life. She wasn't going in the field looking for a man. She was just doing her work. But because the way she always presented herself, it it allowed her to be accepted when that time came where she went to Boaz and told him that he was her guardian redeemer. Because even though some people will say, well, he had no choice, well, technically he could have just said, I refuse. Because remember, he wasn't the rightful heir. It was another guy.
Yes. That's right.
But because he viewed her in such a, he had so much respect for her and he held her in high regard, he was willing to do it, you know, if the other guy wasn't. So it still spoke to her character and how she presented herself. So I think a lot of women have to understand what are they overlooking that might be hindering themselves. Because I've had a lot of women come to me as clients, you know, saying they, mm-hmm. you know, they're struggling to find a man, what they need to do. And some people only want to blame all the external factors. And
right.
the reality is that when we always get down to it, there's always some mm-hmm. internal factors that need to be addressed. I have yet to meet the woman who had nothing she had to adjust to finally position herself to meet a better man. It just hasn't happened. I haven't seen it. You know, I'm not saying that.
So you're saying not even me?
I don't know your whole story yet, but I'm going to have to say not even you.
Well, hold on. I'm adjusting just now. Okay. No. And I understand what you mean. I understand. But it's funny because one of the things that I preach in my message that I give out, I talk about self-evaluation. I think self-evaluation mm-hmm. is so important. And I tell people, believe it or not, I self-evaluate myself every day. Because you can't just always be looking at a situation and thinking, well, this is wrong with that person and that person. You also have to figure out what is wrong with you. Or even if something isn't wrong and you're doing something wrong, how can I adjust me to make the situation better? Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, and that's what it boils down to. We have more power than we would like to believe in determining the outcomes in our lives and how we're able to get certain blessings in our lives. Some people want to believe that God is just going to drop the blessing in your lap. You just have to keep living. And it's like, no, you have to do things. Even if you look at people in the Bible, they have to be obedient. They have to get the orders. They have to follow directions. And in doing that, they got the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just, okay, just chill, just do what you want. Don't worry, I'm just going to always drop in your lap. Now, sometimes it can be that easy. But a
right.
lot of times, no, because you have there's things for you to learn, and there's maturity that has to take place. We're not as grown as we want to believe we are, especially spiritually.
Okay? Yes. Well,
so,
and we always have to keep growing, yes.
Exactly. So there's a process. There's a process. We have to be willing to embrace it. And, you know, as you said, self-evaluation is so important, but it's one of the most difficult things for so many people to do. People do not like looking at themselves in the mirror. It's just much easier to point and blame everything else other than yourself. Or, and it's not about blaming, but just understanding what you can do better in the situation to produce better results.
Right. Now here's the question, because I don't know if it's just because I'm a female, but I realize we as women, we tend to bend a little bit more. We tend to be a little bit more flexible when it comes to finding a mate or being in a relationship, because we tend to want things to work. But men tend to be a little bit more rigid. And I've always said men are the hardest people to bring to Christ, and not because they don't love the Lord. It is very hard. See, a woman will submit to a man, and she'll submit to God and to Jesus, because every woman needs a strong man that they can count on in their life. But it's very hard for a man to give up certain powers and control, because to them, I'm a man, and it's kind of hard. But, you know, and we realize it's a little tougher for a man to give in. So what kind of advice would you give some of the men out there who aren't as flexible in trying to fix things or, how would I say, in dealing with trying to find that mate? Because there's a lot of men out there who keep saying, I can't find a good woman. I can't find a good Christian woman. And I keep hearing on the other side that there's a bunch of women saying the same thing. And I really want to put a dating service together, because we really need to get these people to meet. But when you meet each other, then what?
Well, you know, I think you make a great point. I think that men do struggle more with coming to God because of the fact that you do have to submit. And that's not something that comes normal for a lot of men. But I would say to them that there is strength in submission when you are submitting to the right things. And that's all it boils down to. And that's for everybody. It's like if you, you know, look at it, an athlete. An athlete, if he wants to get the best, he has to submit to his coach. He has to submit to his trainer. He has to submit to those who may have more authority or who know better than him at that moment that can take him to the next level. Well, that's the same thing with God. Mm-hmm. God knows better. God can take you to that next level. Whatever you think you can achieve is nothing compared to what God can bring to you.
Well,
so
go on.
That's
we have to have church.
that's what men have to understand. And it does take time. But I also believe that, you know, you can't force it upon a man. You know,
right.
Especially when a man has done things a certain kind of way. I know for me, I wasn't always into God. And it took someone who just pointed it out but never forced it on me. They just pointed it out.
Right.
Let me know this is the way, but it's on you to figure it out. And I think doing that allows men to kind of at their own pace and their own understanding get there rather than trying to push them into it. That's not going to work a lot of times. You know, pride might kick in or, you know, just even fear kicks in because, you know, you're trying to force them into the unknown and they're not ready. And it's like, listen, everyone's not going to get there when you want them to. Everyone's not on the same time frame as you are. And we have to understand it. I think it's important in the discussion that we're having right now with the women. I feel the need to say this. You know, there's a lot of celibate women out there, celibate Christian women. And when they meet this man, and he's a great man, but he has not embraced celibacy, they write him off. Oh, well, he's not a man of God. He's no, you know, real Christian. No, that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. He has not gotten there yet. Agreed. That does not make him less of a Christian than you. That does not mean he's not a man of God. That means he's a man of God who has a weakness when it comes to sex.
Right.
There's a difference.
Right.
There's a difference between someone who's not trying to walk with God and someone who walks but stumbles. Big difference.
Okay, I like that.
We have to understand that, okay, we're not at the same place yet, but that doesn't mean you're not for me. It may just mean that right now we need to be friends. And as that man begins to see your value and begins to understand why God would want him to walk that path, then there may come a time where he's willing to embrace it. And the reality is that boyfriend and girlfriend, that whole structure is not biblical. It's not godly. It's nothing that God told us to do. It's something that we decided that we wanted to do because we want to test drive a relationship.
We want to test drive
a marriage. Okay, so trying to force, it's almost like we're trying to force a biblical principle of celibacy and waiting into a non-biblical union of boyfriend and girlfriend. That don't really work.
Okay, but here's my question. Here's my question, and it's funny because we've had a guest on one of our shows before, and she's a comedian, bless her heart, Miss T. And she's been part of our panels before, and she actually is a comedian, and she wrote a book called Celibacy, What Was I Thinking? So it was a riot, but we had a good time. But here's the reality of it, and this is where I'm going to put it because you kind of stepped into that kind of, stepped into the mud, my dear. So
no problem.
here's what we're going to deal with because celibacy is an issue because I think biblically people were getting married at 16 and 17 years old. You were kept in your mama and daddy's house and they locked the door and you couldn't go anywhere unless you had a brother, uncle, or whatever around, and you got married really young before your hormones kicked off. But now we've got women who are on their own. You know, I left home when I was 19 years old. I was living my life. And, you know, I'm just a few years older than that. But, you know, the fact of the matter is you go to school, you go to university, you go to work, you get a career, you know, you do stuff. And we're so busy building things that we haven't built relationships. And so now we're in our 30s and we're in our 40s, or, you know, you've been divorced and you're in your 50s and your 60s. And then what do you do? Because, you know, the hormones are just screaming at you. And, you know, some brother walks over and you're a church girl and he says, hey, baby, you look fine. You know, you know the line, Stephan. And she's putty in his hands and she's saying, oh, no, no, no. I'm a church girl. And he says, yeah, you know, I've been wanting a church girl to take home to my mama. And then she's his. So then what do you do then? Because we were not meant to be single at this age.
Well, here's the thing. One, we have to understand that if we, you know, for those of us who are already older, yes, it's going to be a difficult, more difficult path because we've already engaged in sex. We've crossed certain lines that now make it harder for us to not cross back over it. Not that it's, it's not impossible, but it is a little harder than when you were younger, never experienced it, and, you know, waiting for that time. And I think that's where people have to understand we have to raise the children with those kind of standards if we want them to be able to handle it when they get older. Because what happens is we're younger, we get involved in it, and then a lot of us when we get older, we realize, man, it would have been better had we just waited. But by that time, we done walked over to the dark side, and it's hard. It's just difficult for us to maintain. But now also on top of that, for women, the reality is that a lot of women are not having sex because their hormones are raging. I am a firm believer that one of the biggest reasons why men, I'm not saying all, but many women are having sex is because the they want to feel desired. They want to feel wanted.
Right.
They want intimacy. They want that warm body. But to most women, they know, I can't just call a guy to come cuddle with me. I can't just call a guy to show me attention. If I want those things, I have to give sex in exchange. That's the trade-off.
Right.
There are a lot of women who do not get sexually satisfied but will have plenty of sex because they want that man there. And that same woman who falls putty in that man's hands who gave that line about the church girl, well, a lot of times, again, she's not doing it because, oh, my gosh, my hormones just took a spike and now I need it so bad. No, she's thinking, I need to do this to get him. I want him in my life, so I got to give him some. This is the carrot I'm going to dangle in front of his face to get him over here.
The cake and eating it too kind of concept, right?
So once we realize why we're doing what we're doing, then we have a better chance of counteracting that and how to handle that and how to avoid falling in that trap because, again, it doesn't get that woman anywhere. It ends up backfiring on her. And it ends up causing more damage. And the reality is that if we would learn to be more patient, as difficult as it may be, then we could see better results in our life. But we're looking for that instant gratification, and that sets everything back.
Right, right. Okay, this is a perfect time to take a break. We're here live on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, and as you can hear, Stephan does speak, and he's speaking relationships here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication. And this is Somebody Loves You by Maurice Gray featuring Saucy, and we'll be right back and see what else we can find out while Stephan's still speaking.
For real, they say you don't exist. All you do is laugh and kill. Everybody's got issues, and they wanting you to solve them. Then you help them with their problems just to be let down. There's a rumor going around that you're a prophet, not the son. I beg your pardon, he is Christ, the anointed one. Everybody's gone crazy like you said they would. I gotta reach a word daily like you said I should. And my hood is a mess, your house is too. All we do is argue about what we supposed to do. We supposed to help pastor, enemies, friends or foes. Hoop and holler, take an offering, no focus on souls. And my goal is to reach them through this gift called rap. You gave me that and you got followers who's mad at that. I know they did it to you, I hear them saying we gon' nail them. I quote Psalms 91 and this is when I tell them that.
grandma's gone. I know death is sure to come, but you sit on the throne. My phone steady ringing, bad news they steady bringing. I got peace in my heart, so I begin to singing like Jesus is on the main line. Tell them what you want. That's grandma's song. She could sing it all day long when she's feeling low. Even on her bad days, man, y'all just don't know. The roots of our family, she's stronger than you think. We the chain brought together, can't be missing that link. Since the word gives life, I'ma speak it till I see change. And when I see change, I'm praising God for the whole thing. No pain, grandma was gone for 3 whole minutes, but my God brought her back. That's what the doctors bear witness to, a miracle. Here I go, giving God praise again, thanking him for grandma's life. And you, my friend, cause
Maurice Gray, and he said, according to him, somebody loves you. And we know that the Lord loves you, and maybe it's time that you started to love you too. Amen. Praise God. We're here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show here live on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And we are speaking with Stephen Labossiere, and he's still here, and he does talk as much as I do. So I'm glad that I'm not the only one always talking. Stephen!
Yes.
Oh, you need to get some water. See, you probably talk too much. There you go. So before we took our little bit of a break, we were talking about the celibacy aspect of things, and I had mentioned about the single men and the single women who can't seem to find each other. And what kind of advice can you give them in the way of seeking or finding or waiting for love? Because my theory is, yes, the Bible says he who finds a wife findeth a good thing. And I always tell the women, stop worrying about trying to find the man, because you're supposed to be building yourself to become that wife. He didn't find a girl or a woman and made her his wife. He found a wife. So you have to be in wife mode. So that, to me, is preparation. So you get yourself straight. When you're straight, then the man will come along. But if you're only sitting in your house, other than the mailman knocking at your door because he might have a postal problem or something like that, where would you suggest? Because I know people are searching for love online. There are people going places. And, you know, church, you can't find love. But if you're going there and you're not looking for Jesus' love, then you've got a problem. So what are your suggestions?
Well, I think the first thing is making sure you're really prepared to receive that person that you're hoping to get. Perfect example, I had an individual who actually did a show of hers. And she emailed me a couple days because she read my book, God, Where's My Boaz, and we talked about these things. So one day she's in New York. She goes in the subway. A man walks in, a handsome man that she finds interest in. You know, he was going to sit somewhere else. He ends up sitting right next to her. What did she do?
Okay.
She put her headphones on and put her head down.
Oh,
didn't say hi,
oh,
didn't smile, nothing.
Yeah.
And Sister Jackie, I know, is listening, and she's going to laugh because now we read that on your list, and we talked about it. If you are not looking pleasant and smiling, nobody's going to approach you. But go on. Continue, my brother.
Exactly. So, I mean, she emailed me, and she told me about it, and she recognized that, yes, here she was praying to meet somebody and hoping to meet someone, and here was an opportunity, and instead of just making herself approachable, she kind of shied away from it. So that's why it's important that before we worry about where we're going to go to meet people and how we're going to meet them, are we ready for it? Are we ready to be open to that individual that comes our way? There are plenty of people who are screaming they want love, but if love slapped them in the face, they wouldn't know what to do. They would run. Okay, plain and simple. So, and that's the thing. And some people will say, well, God hasn't brought me anyone. No, God may have brought them to you already, but you are blinded by your own fear, by your own negative perception of things. You know, if you're someone who says there's no good women or there's no good men, how will you be able to recognize one when they come? To you, they don't exist. Mm-hmm. So even when someone presents themselves as good, you will question everything about them. You will go looking for the negative to basically validate your perception that they don't exist.
Wow, that was deep. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, so, it starts with us as the individual first. But from there, I would say, I always tell women, you want to meet men, go where you're happy. Plain and simple. Because the most important factor in getting a man to approach you or recognize you is your positive energy. And a lot of women are walking around with a mean old face, like they don't want to be bothered, and then wondering why nobody comes and talks to them. I mean, you can't do that. But when you're smiling, you're enjoying yourself, you're more likely to attract individuals, whether it be men, women, career opportunities, anything, because who wants to go to a negative person? So you have to be mindful of how you're presenting yourself out there in the street. That makes a bigger difference. So by going where you're happy, you're more likely to naturally enjoy yourself, naturally smile, and you have a better chance of meeting someone who has a like interest, you know, who shares some common things with you, rather than trying to go to the sports bar because you think the men are going to be there and you don't even like sports, nor do you like bars. That's not going to really work out for you.
And you can't handle most of the men out there either.
Exactly. And then you'll say, oh, I can't meet anybody. Well, look what you're doing.
But doesn't that take us back to the Dante's song where he says, be you? Because when you go to the sports bar, or even if it's just a sports place, the fact of the matter is, this is a man who's going to approach you thinking you like sports. And
exactly.
So you're really not being you. You're not really being you, yeah.
Exactly. You know,
now,
it's just setting the stage for the wrong things.
Now, what do you say about, there's these sayings, and I've always found these really odd because I don't agree with them, but they say opposites attract.
I think opposites attracting is possible. It does happen sometimes. I think that it can actually be a very good thing when it's opposites that you can embrace, meaning if I'm a little more wild, so to speak, and I meet a woman who's a little more conservative, if we're able to embrace it and find a good balance, that can be an awesome thing because I can pull her out of her shell more, but she can bring me back down to earth sometimes. You understand?
Right.
Same thing with how we handle our finances. If I'm a little more of a spender, she's a little more frugal. If we know how to compromise and talk about it, then yes, that can actually be a great balance. But the problem is many people, when they have opposites, don't know how to compromise, don't know how to talk to each other. So those opposites end up clashing and causing a much bigger problem. But the reality is that I don't want someone who has the same strengths as me. Now, yes, we should have the same values, but we're not going to have everything in common, and that's a good thing. I want you to have some different things because that gives us more to talk about. That kind of gives us a more well-rounded world around us, you know. And then, again, where I'm weak, I know she's strong. And where she's weak, I'm strong. That's a beautiful thing when we can balance it out.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
I think it depends on what the opposites
are.
Go ahead.
Yeah, because I don't think total opposites attract. Mm-hmm. I think, in a way, it balances the life itself because then you have things in common. So obviously you can still have a conversation about some things that you both enjoy. But at the same point, if she likes to do something and he doesn't like to do it and he likes to do something and she doesn't, then they still have their own separate world. And I still think that's important too, because I think as couples or in marriages, we get tired of each other because we're around each other all the time. And I think it's important to allow each other to have space and to do their own thing. So now that comes in the question of trust. Trust is something so hard to gain, and once it's broken, it's hard to repair.
Yes. And I mean, the thing with trust is that it is hard to repair, but again, the what makes it hard a lot of times is that we're not properly addressing the issue. So for example, let's say cheating has occurred, and now I feel like I can never trust you again. Well, part of the reason why is because we're not discussing why this happened. What needs to be changed? Everyone wants to take this position. Well, cheating is a choice. If they cheated, it's just on them. That does nothing to solve the problem. Because it's more than that. There's more to it. And we have to be able to discuss it. And then after we discuss it, we should. There has to be a willingness on both sides to be honest about what's needed at this point. So if I'm the individual that's been cheated on, and right now for the next few months, I need to be able to have access to your phone, or I want to be able to say, listen, you know what? Because we've been through this and I'm a little antsy now, we can't be having this locked phone and passwords. It needs to be free, open access.
Yeah.
Now, to some people, oh, that's ridiculous. You just have to trust them. No, the trust was broken. This is what I need to build the trust back. That's a fair request. And if I'm the person who violated you, I have to respect that.
I'm going to play devil's advocate because at the same point, and I understand where you're going with that, but my theory is if you don't have anything to hide, you wouldn't block your phone and you wouldn't have to hide your phone. But I also have a problem when you get these women who just always searching through their man's phone or their man's pockets. And I don't know. I feel violated because, I mean, the tables can turn. If I came home and my spouse, you know, started checking all my stuff, I would feel uncomfortable.
Why? The thing is this.
Because people who don't trust you, see, sometimes it's not even so much you're trying to build trust in a relationship, but there are people who just don't trust. And you may not even be doing anything wrong, and then they're the ones who want to, like, check everything. And, you know, and you're doing everything you can to make them understand that, you know, I can trust, I can be trusted, and, you know, you're open about everything, but they still want to do that, even if you haven't done anything wrong.
Well, for those situations where you can honestly say, I'm open and honest with this person, I'm doing everything to make create a positive, genuine, honest environment, and they're still reacting this way and they're still looking for something and they're still having this issue of trust, then by all means, yes, that's a problem that's on them, and there's nothing wrong with you saying, okay, you know what, the answer to that issue isn't, okay, well, you can't look through my phone anymore. The answer to that issue is we can't be in this relationship until you address that deeper issue. That's something different. But the reality is that there are plenty of people who are behaving in questionable ways and then wanting to call their partner insecure because they want to go snooping. Well, they're probably snooping because you're making them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
you know, and you have to be mindful of that. Exactly. So that's why I think from the jump there should be this open access. To me, I'm a firm believer that there shouldn't be passcodes and blocked phones and walking out the room. We should have a very open and honest environment. That way it eliminates the need for people to feel some kind of way. Because let's face it, the reality is this, and when we look at it from a spiritual sense, God never asked us to trust no man. He said, don't trust any man. All
right?
So we keep trying to have these relationships, putting full trust into people when every individual is capable of making a mistake. Every individual is capable of hurting us. You're not supposed to be with that person because you trust them. You be with that person because you trust God. And God has told you this is the person for you.
Right.
That's why, again, people are overlooking that important step of getting clearance from God that this is the person for them. And they're relying on their own logic to figure the whole thing out. And that's why they're in this big mess and feeling all antsy and can't relax, and they got to look through people's phones. But again,
amen.
Those
amen.
Who,
yeah.
who are having an open relationship don't need to lock their phone either. So I think it goes both ways. And just at the end of the day, both sides have to sit down and talk about what they need to create a comfortable, loving, honest, trustful relationship. And if you think that their requests are too much for you, then do not be in the relationship.
Yeah, okay, I agree with that. I like that one because, you know what, when you go through some of these situations, and it's the same thing. I'm going to post it later on my Pastor J. Rouse page, and it says, have you prayed about it as much as you've talked about it? And it's true because the fact is, like you said, it's not you trust or not trust somebody, but God will direct your path. It says, lean not unto your own understanding. But if you acknowledge him in all your ways, he will direct your path. And I think I posted it before. It said that there should be three people in the relationship, the man, the woman, and the Bible, because they're kissing the Bible, because God should be in there. And that's a three chord that can't be broken, that needs to be combined in there. And like you said, the trust is in God, because you can trust that God is going to watch over you and steer you in the right direction. So what happens next when that trust and you follow God, and sometimes it still hurts because people who follow the Lord still end up in situations for a purpose, because I can tell you my situation, it did not work out and it was not the very best, but I realized every time I wanted to leave the situation, I knew that God had a reason for me to stay. And it worked out to the point that I served the purpose for a child that was a product of that relationship. So now, what happens then when you finally leave? You have to rebuild yourself. So how does one rebuild themselves and help with that healing?
Well, again, it starts with one addressing that deeper issue, addressing that, you know, there is still some things lingering from it. Sometimes it may require speaking to that person and getting some things off your chest, you know, expressing how you feel, not for the sake of how they will respond and what they will do about it, but simply to remove it from your spirit, to release it off of yourself and to be able to move forward in a more positive way. You will have to embrace forgiveness because, again, the reality is that hurt people will hurt people. And the individuals
right.
who have done us wrong, sometimes we internalize it and we say, well, what did I do to deserve this? Why did this happen to me? But the reality is that sometimes we're caught in the crossfire of someone else who has not resolved their issues. Now, granted, there's still some things for us to learn from it, because why did we allow ourselves to stay there? Why do we allow ourselves to attach to a person who was this dysfunctional emotionally? There's a lot of things for us to look at and evaluate, but understand that it wasn't just about us. This individual was going to hurt one way or another somebody who was in their path because they had not healed from their hurt. And I think understanding
right.
that helps an individual, again, release it from their system. And then it comes down to forgiving yourself. So many people are beating themselves up over the mistakes they made, and they don't trust themselves. And, again, you're not really supposed to. It's not about trusting yourself. It's more about trusting God. But in even listening to God, you have to have a trust of yourself as well. So getting to that point where you forgive yourself and understand that we all make mistakes. We have all done some questionable things in our lives. Nobody is perfect. And we
and
just
still
need to learn
them.
From it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. We still do some things that we shake our heads at and like, man, what am I doing? We may not tell people about it, but it happens. And that's the other problem. We need to be more honest and forthcoming about our struggles. I think if more people shared their struggles, then others would be able to find the strength to deal with their own, because they would see that they're not alone. So many people actually think they're alone in experiencing this. And I have to tell them, like, listen, I've heard this story millions of times. I know you're not alone. You know, this is actually more normal than you think. Not normal as in good, normal as in it happens to many people. So I think just understanding that and embracing forgiveness and addressing the issue is going to help heal, but also take time to yourself. And, again, if you missed any steps like talking to God or, you know, trusting your intuition as a woman, these are things you have to be mindful moving forward, because many women have ignored their intuition while engaging in this relationship or this situation they knew wasn't best for them, but they wanted it so bad to work. And that was their mistake. And that was something they have to learn from. And it's like, it's not that you're doomed to bad relationships. It's not that you're doomed to failed situations. It's that you just have to start making better choices and taking a better approach in order to get the results that you're looking for.
Amen. I think we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and wrap things up with Mr. Stephane Labossiere as he continues to speak. You need to hear his words of wisdom coming up following Situation by Darren Ziwak, and he's going to send out some powerful words for our wonderful, mighty men of God and men of honor. This is the Pastor J. Rouse Show. We'll be right back.
Before my life begun, I'm so glad that my problems stay with you. With confidence I know your grace will pull me through. Well, you promise to always be there. I trust in you because I know you. Me.
And that was Situation by J. Darren Zewark. And it's a true story in his testimony that when he wrote that song, he really was in a situation. And, you know, life was not doing some favorable things for him. And he went to the Lord in prayer and came up with that song because, Lord, he was in a situation. And you know what? There's nothing more powerful, I tell you, than a man who prays. Amen. I don't know a woman out there who wouldn't say amen. Praise God. We're live here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And Stephane Labossiere of Stephane Speaks Relationships. We're just wrapping things up here. And Stephane, we need you to do some powerful words because we're about to kick off our month of April with our Mighty Men of God and Men of Honor. And so we need you to have a few good words out there to advise our brothers out there.
I think that the most important thing for men to understand is that you have to humble yourself before God. If you truly want to get to where you need to be in life, the reality is that, again, as I said earlier, submitting is powerful when you submit to the right things. And God can take you to levels that you can't even imagine. I'm a witness to that. I would not be here without God. I would not have accomplished all the things I have accomplished without God. And I know the man I used to be, and I'm so much more so different now because of God. So I think that it's something to embrace for your own journey in life and to achieve the things that you truly want to achieve, because as you become the man that you were created to be, you're going to see and receive so many wonderful things, whether it be career, you know, success overall, family, you know, a good woman, as many of you would desire or do desire and would like in your life. So don't run from it. You know, just humble yourself, because a lot of times we think we don't have anything else wrong with us, and that pride kicks in and says, we're good, we're fine. And the reality is, no, we need to be a lot better. You know, and I had to experience that myself to understand how there's always room to grow. And God knows what room is left and what needs to be filled in that room to make us complete.
Amen.
So, you know, embrace that, accept that there are plenty of good women out there. You know, when you change your perception of things, you will start to see it more clearly.
Yeah.
You know, but again, by becoming who you need to be, you'll be able to receive it, enjoy it, and make it into something special.
Amen. And I like that part that you said, because there's something about when you really, truly have your heart, mind, body, and soul engulfed in the Lord, that you see the world and you see everybody through God's eyes. I remember I said at the beginning of our conversation, Stephane, that we see hope and we see promise, and that's who the Lord sees. And so we need men out there to realize that the girl that you thought was just okay might be way more special than you realize when you are closer to God. And I'm going to say that to the women out there equally. Sometimes what you have is more precious than gold, and you just don't seem to realize. You just got to take off the dirt and shine it a little. Amen?
Amen.
Any closing words for us, Stephane?
Just embrace healing. Embrace healing. That's the road to better things in life. You know, face yourself, do that self-evaluation, and embrace that we all have room for growth, and it's a good thing, and it's going to be an amazing thing once you actually go through the process and see what it brings.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank you so much. I've already told Stephane he's going to have to come back on the show, and we're not going to lose touch, and we'll continue. We're already tapped in onto your pages, so we'll make sure that we keep spreading your message as well so people can continue to grow in grace and in healthy, wealthy ways with the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. And real quick,
God,
I just want to say for anyone or for the women who are interested in the book, God, Where Is My Boaz, they can get it at godwhereismyboaz.com.
Okay, and we'll put a link on there, too. I might have to check this book out, too, because I tell you, I've found all kinds of bows, but I just not the one that I need. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. God keep you. And God sustain you, my brother. And it's been a joy and a pleasure. Please stay in touch, and we will definitely continue to keep our hands upon you as well.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. God bless you. And everybody, that was Stéphane Labossière. Continue to follow up. We're going to keep putting links on our page so you can always be in tune with him. And we're going to put on God is Love by Jason Brown, a.k.a. J.B. Sachs. And we'll be right back. And then we will share a message.
So you say you want a man that'll be there to the very end, never holding you up, kind of man that God can send. Someone that won't put pressure on you, regardless of what you've been through. The kind of man that can and will take care of you. Help me out. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of life's time. Just look around and you will find that God is love. Can you picture a love that never dies? It gets stronger, bringing tears of joy in your eyes. A love so strong, all you have to do is call his name. One touch from the hem of his garment and you'll never be the same. Oh no, love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of life's time. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. A man with great love and stability, showing no signs of hate or insecurity. A man who won't get bored or tired of you, remind you that his love is true, by whispering sweet nothings in your ear like you can do it, boo. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of a lifetime. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. Wouldn't it be nice if every man was this way? Even though you show signs of weakness, he lets you know that it's okay, it's okay. Wouldn't it be nice to put your trust in a man like this? When two are gathered together, there is in the midst. What kind of love is this? Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of a lifetime. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. God is love. When all hope is lost, he died for you and me. Yes, he paid the cost. God is love. When you're feeling down, God is love. When nobody's around, God is love. In sickness and in pain, God is love. Sunshine and rain, God is love. You feel like nobody understands you, God is love.
more love.
Love is patient.
Oh,
love.
Oh, love.
Love is a part of a lifetime.
Yeah, my body sang with me.
Love is patient. Love is kind.
Everybody sang with me.
Love is a part of life's time.
Oh.
Amen. God is love, and because he loved us first, we should love one another. And we need to learn to love ourselves. Amen. Praise God. And I can't begin to thank Stéphane Labossière for being on the show tonight. Wonderful time. He will be back, ladies and gentlemen. And we're so excited to launch off our Men of Honor and Mighty Men of God. I can't wait. We've got an amazing month ahead of us. Praise God. We also have Easter coming up in the month of April. And, yes, some expansion is taking place for Rouse Ministries and for myself, Pastor Jay Rouse, as we go through our Lenten season. The Lord has been busy with me, praise God. So I will be updating everybody soon with some of the other expansion that we have happening. But in the meantime, I truly hope you enjoyed the show. I know I did, praise God. I had an amazing time, and I learned some things too, praise God. But we definitely want to give him a round of applause. Now, don't forget to check out our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page on Facebook. And you also want to make sure that you email us if you want to contact us for anything at all. And it's RouseMinistriesBroadcasting@gmail.com or myself, Pastor J. Rouse Show at gmail.com or on Twitter, just Pastor Rouse Show. Praise God. I'm so glad you came and you joined us. And more importantly, I'm so glad that I can actually wrap up the show and tell you from the bottom of my heart and know that it's true that Jesus loves you and so do I. Go forth, shine as you should, because the Lord has called you to do nothing but. And remember, and you heard him say it here as well, Stéphane Labossière, that you have to remember, you have to know your value and your worth. And once you know that, you won't stand for less. Praise God. And the man who's going to get you as a woman and the woman who's going to get you as a man will value and appreciate who you are through Jesus' name and through God's eyes. Well, we've come to the close of another show. Won't you join us again next week, Wednesday, live on air? And don't forget, the show archives afterwards, so feel free to listen to it, and you can share it and pass it on. It's time that we passed on good stuff and not the gospel and not gossip. Praise God. The gospel is what we should be sharing. I'm tongue-tied. Praise God. Have a glorious evening. We're going to close out with Together by Reuben Studdard. And again, God be with you until we meet again.
You love me and I love you, girl, you know that's where it's price when you mess up your life. Oh, girl, I know you're so afraid, but I can't write the wrong teammate. I know you saw the lipstick on my window and wondering how many chicks been to my home. I've done my share of playing games, but for you I'm giving up my way. What will it take to show you I'll be by your side? Girl, I got you and I want to give you what you never had. Girl, every day I hope to make you a part of my life. Cause you love me and I love you. Girl, your love is where it's at.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.